This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State is finishing its ninth week of classes for the fall semester, and joining us for our weekly Ball State pandemic update is University President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back again.
Good morning, Stan. Good to be with you.
Nice to have you here. First of all, I'd like to start up with a roundup of information on the campus COVID numbers. How many tests have been done on campus and off campus for Ball State here during the past week or so?
So speaking of on campus, as you know, we're conducting tests through our partnership with IU Health, and we also have open door health services at Worthen Arena. And as I've shared, we have nearly 2,000 testing appointments that are available each week during those two sources. So I don't know the total number of tests that are conducted, but I know it's in the hundreds of tests each week. With respect to off campus, I don't know that number because we don't require our students or our employees to inform us when they're tested. We're only asking them to advise us when they've tested positive. The positivity rate we have for IU Health, and it's a relatively high number because the IU Health policy requires a person to be symptomatic and to get approval to be tested. But for the other sites, which includes the Worthen Arena, the open door health services at Worthen Arena, and also includes off-campus testing, we're not able to determine that positivity rate since we don't know the total number of tests administered, so we can't calculate the positivity rate. We can do the number of tests and the positivity rate, though, for the football tests that we're doing for the football players and the staff.
What do we have in that regard?
So this is the third week of testing for the football players and the related coaches and staff. They're being tested four times per week, and there are over 100 tests each day. So every week there's 400 to 500 tests per week just of those individuals. And we're now virtually completed the third week of testing. We've conducted more than 1,000 tests, and only three of those tests have been positive. So for those student athletes and those coaches and employees, the positivity rate is substantially less than 1%.
How many cases, active cases, do we have now, the latest numbers on Ball State students as well as employees?
So as of yesterday evening, we have 38 students who are presumed still active, and we have 8 employees who are presumed still active. And to give you a point of comparison, I've shared with you before, we look to Purdue. They're often considered to have comprehensive proposals, and I have a lot of respect for their approach. Last day, when I checked their numbers, they have 208 students who are presumed active and 15 employees. So that gives you a sense of the relative comparison between Ball State and Purdue.
Well, let's turn now to sports. Football play commences for Ball State in the Mid-American Conference in early November. Where is our first game, with whom, and how can fans see it?
Our first game is November 4th. We play at Miami at 7 o'clock, and people who are interested in watching the game can go to CBS Sports Network, and of course, the radio broadcast is on WLBC. The next two games are at home. I believe it's the 11th. We play Eastern Michigan at 7 p.m. Again, that's on CBS Sports Network. And then a week later, we play Northern Illinois again at 7 p.m. And that will either be on an ESPN network or on the CBS Sports Network. And then all the final three games will either be televised either on ESPN, on an ESPN platform, or on the CBS Sports Network.
Can fans attend the home games?
There will be no general attendance allowed. We will have our spirit squad and our marching band. We'll have a limited number of family members of the players, both of the home team and the visiting team. We'll have no more than 500 students socially distanced and wearing masks. We're awaiting final approval from the county of that plan. But under the MAC protocols, there will be no general attendance.
Well, speaking of football players, we had a rather prominent former football player visit campus on Tuesday, along with former WBST staff announcer David Letterman, who also had a late-night TV show on Channel 8 a few years ago. He returned to campus with former Colts quarterback Peyton Manning, and I understand they were here to record an episode of Manning's ESPN series Peyton's Places. How did all this come about?
Well, about a couple of weeks ago, David Letterman's office called my office to share with us that he was going to be a guest on Peyton Manning's show, and that Dave Letterman had specifically requested to have the show filmed on our campus with our team and in our facility. So his office asked us whether that was possible. We went to work very quickly to work on the logistics with the production crew. And last weekend, they were on campus just on Sunday to tour possible locations. And then on Tuesday morning, they showed up with a large production crew. I think there were 65 people who were involved in the logistics and the production crew. So they filmed in several locations in and around Schumann Stadium, in our practice facility, and then a later location at Frog Baby. And I was fortunate they were prepared and certainly willing to comply with all of our protocols. Everybody, both David Letterman and Peyton Manning, all the players and all the production crew were tested the day before. So they abided by the important protocols in order to do the program with a good sense of humor, but with safety. And it was a great opportunity for us to promote the university, the campus, our city. The program will air in January, and I'm certainly grateful to David Letterman for his loyalty and support of the university.
Now, did you get his autograph?
Well, actually, what I did, Stan, is I actually have an autographed Ball State football helmet that has both Peyton Manning's and David Letterman's autograph on that football, sitting in my office where I am right now.
You wouldn't loan that out for a day or two, would you?
I'd let you look at it virtually. How about that?
Well, that'll have to do, I guess. So, all right. Well, President Jeff Mearns of Ball State University, thanks again for your time this week.
Thank you, Stan. Be safe.
And you too. Breezy with showers and thunderstorms today in the IPR forecast. Some storms could be severe. Look for a high of 77 once again. Southwest winds gusting up to 28 miles an hour. Showers and storms tonight, a colder low of 40. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny and sharply colder with a high of 53. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.